we normally do our check-ins on all things WPR with director Mike Crane the first Monday of each month. Thanks to some weird scheduling stuff this summer, we're doing the August edition today, the third Monday. I hope you can work with that. We're going to talk about some upcoming special programming, fun listener events, our plan to serve listeners better, and more. And as always, you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question or a comment about what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, the Ideas Network, the NPR Classical Music Network, the special online Classical Music Network, our website? Is there something you'd like to hear more or less of? What questions do you have about why we do what we do the way we do it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Mike Crane is in the studio with me. He's director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike, welcome back.
Yes, it's good to be here.
Well, let's start with how about a couple of programming specials, Mike? We've got a couple coming up.
Sure. The one I think that we should tell you right now is on September 2nd. That's Monday, so Labor Day.
Labor Day.
6 p.m. It's the Big River Radio Wave, and this is music and storytelling and comedy, and it's recorded right near the shores of the Mississippi River, and we have comedians Tom Harmston and Mary Mack as well. And there's music from string virtuoso Jake Amerding. Author Doug Kane is on, and River Falls poet Thomas Smith. And Mac Cherry is the host with WPR's Al Ross, the announcer.
Now, that's a big production, these Big River Radio Wave mm-hmm. festivals.
Big production in a small home and just very intimate all the same. And that's, that's Monday, September 2nd at 6 p.m.
That's coming up. And there's also a change to what we're doing right now, a fun new wrinkle on these Mondays with Mike. We've had you on Central Time and the morning show. We alternate. We trade off with you. Now there's a new twist.
Yeah. I'm going to walk down the metaphorical hall because I'd be sitting right here, actually, to meet with the listeners to the Larry Mueller Show.
Yeah, let's talk about Mondays with Mike a little bit. This is something we've been doing for quite a few years now, and mm-hmm. it's a service, a way to try to connect with people and you tackle their questions.
Yeah, that's right. One of the things that has been forever a joy of mine is to meet with our listeners. Usually, if it's in an event like the ones we're going to be talking about, it's a one-on-one conversation or a small group. But this is an opportunity for us to meet at large and to take on whatever you're interested in. Sometimes, to be honest, and I will say this, I don't know the answer, but I do certainly try to be up on everything, and it is a joy to hear what's on your mind, and we don't always know, and so it helps to have you call in.
You can call in at 800-642-1234. Anything else going on programming-wise, Mike?
Just sort of all the regular stuff. You know, we're getting ready for just a really big season of reporting as the elections start to heat up. I'm excited about Derailed, which is a new podcast and radio series that will be looking at now a number of years after whatever happened with that high-speed rail thing, mm-hmm. and really looking forward to that. And that'll be coming up, and you'll hear announcements about it and get emails about it, I'm sure, as well.
Talking to Mike Crane, Wisconsin Public Radio Director. It's Mondays with Mike. Your chance to ask questions or make comments about what you hear here on Wisconsin Public Radio, call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We always give some personnel updates here, Mike. Somebody new people will be hearing, actually already have heard, on the air.
Yeah, that's right. And it's kind of fun when you see someone follow a similar path in some ways to the one that you did, Rob, where a lot of your work was behind the scenes. And you had other talents and ended up eventually, through twists and turns, of course, hosting Central Time. And we're headed this way, I think, in a little bit different way with Keely Boltina, who has been a producer for us, the executive producer of the morning show, but always had that bug to get back into hosting and being on the air like she had been when she was in the Dakotas. And so we're really excited that she'll be pretty much heard all over WPR, because she'll be heard here on the Ideas Network and all of our local shows, and also on Morning Edition and All Things Considered on the NPR News and Classical Music Network.
Right. She's already hosted the morning show. I think that was last week, and you can look forward to hearing her. She might come on with me at some points instead of me, so it'll be a new voice you'll be hearing on the air.
One of the things I just love about Keely, and she said it as we've been talking about this, she just loves to talk with people. And you can hear it in her voice, the excitement she has of engaging with people and learning about them and helping others learn about the people she's talking to.
Yeah, and that's the opposite of me. In general, like, when I'm not on the radio, I'm not big on talking to people, Mike. But on the air, I love it.
There you go.
She's like that all the time, mm-hmm. It sounds like.
That's right.
All right. Call in with your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Some events coming up, Mike. And, hey, I'm coming up in this one, too. I'll be at one of these events.
That's right. We have a listener appreciation event in Altoona, which is just east of Eau Claire. That's this Thursday, August 22nd. And I know you'll be there, as well as Lori Skelton, Al Ross, Rich Kramer, and Dean Kallenbach. We'll have some live music and games and refreshments, and we're going to be commemorating 25 years of Spectrum West, the Regional Arts, Culture, and Humanities Program. Now, the event is free. All of our appreciation events are, and we just ask that you register so we have a good idea of who's coming at wpr.org/presents.
I've been at a couple of these, Mike. Now I was at one in La Crosse, one in Madison. I was at one in Milwaukee a few years back. And these are great. They're pretty chill. You don't have to be there the whole time. People kind of come and go, mm-hmm. as their schedule permits. Very laid back, but a lot of fun, I've found. And I do actually enjoy talking in person to our listeners. It's been a blast.
Absolutely. For years, I've had a fun joke because people look at you and they say, you don't look like the person on the radio, right? And I said, yes, I'm taller on the radio.
Right.
but it is a lot of fun as a listener, too, to encounter some of the voices that you're so familiar with and to have a chance to ask them a question or tell them something.
I'm looking forward to seeing people there in Altoona on Thursday. You can find info, by the way, at WPR.org, a lot of news and events behind the scenes. Let's bring in a caller now. Charles is with us in Mount Horeb. Charles, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling about Simply Folk and Live From Here. I know that they're both very popular programs, but I'm wondering why they need to be simulcast on both the Music Network and the Ideas Network, as opposed to giving people the choice of listening to something else at that time.
Thanks, Charles, for the question. Historically, a part of that was that the WPR networks, the two networks, have not been sort of evenly distributed, and it's mostly still true. And so the idea was to cover the entire state with those two programs. In fact, one of the oddities that we have still to this day is that the Road to Higher Ground is on the News and Classical Network, except in Milwaukee, where we only have one station. We just honestly haven't figured out something different. And in the case of Live From Here, that was the old Prairie Home Companion before it had changed to Live From Here. And it was the single most popular weekend program on most stations. And so given the expense of it and so on, it was felt that distributing it very widely was important. Do you have, Charles, if you're still with us, do you have shows in mind that you might like to hear? Or if not, we'll count on others to let us know those ideas.
Oh, I think we've lost Charles.
Oh, darn.
But thanks, Charles, for calling in.
There he is, Charles.
You know, I know there could be some repeats from shows that I think that are now maybe in the early morning. I couldn't give you specific examples. I know they're very popular. Personally, I'm not a fan of either one of them, but that's neither here nor there. I'm just wishing there were other options.
Sure.
Higher Ground is a great example, although I know that's on a different time. Maybe if there were other music programming that doesn't yet exist, and I know that's another cost, but just to give more variety, though I understand what you're saying about the distribution across the state.
Charles, sure. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Yeah, one of the things that has been a significant change over the years is that when your main option was just the radio, we probably were deliberately more tolerant of repeating things. And that as things have evolved and more people are using podcasts and they have all kinds of other options, Sirius XM radio or the thing where you can listen to the audio on your TV, streaming, all that, it's causing us to ask more questions about, you know, what's on the radio and can we, in fact, produce more variety with what we're doing. And it's always a challenge. And I think we covered it pretty well there, Charles. Thank you.
It's the August edition of Mondays with Mike. We're talking about all things Wisconsin Public Radio with Director Mike Crane. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your question, comment, praise, or criticism when it comes to Wisconsin Public Radio? Call in 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. It's the August edition of Mondays with Mike. WPR Director Mike Crane is with us to take your questions and comments about Wisconsin Public Radio. Call in at 800-642-1234. If you have feedback about what you hear, what you don't hear, or thoughts, comments, praise, criticism, questions, you name it, call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Back to your calls now. Another Mike, Mike in Algoma. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing, Mike and Ron? Rob, your litany is why I'm calling. Longtime listener and donator. I think I'm probably listening to the radio a little bit too much because I'm really bothered by this litany of questions that's asked repeatedly during your program in particular and other programs, including National Public Radio. It seems to me like in the past, for these call-in shows, people called in and had questions that they came up with. Now you're prompting particular questions, and to me, that's not an issue itself, other than it's so much like a pledge drive where you're just repeating the same thing over and over again. Yeah, I'm really wondering if it's necessary.
Well, it's a great question, Mike, and one of the things we've talked about a lot behind the scenes is that the nature of call-in shows has been shifting. Fewer people feel comfortable or are calling in the just on the spot, ready to ask their questions or make their comments. Sometimes it helps that we're getting Facebook comments or tweets or whatever. But what we're finding is that there is a need to kind of give people an idea of what they might want to ask about as a way of prompting thinking. And we talk about that. Is it the right number all the time? Should we write more different questions? You know, those kind of things. It is a challenge.
Thanks for calling, Mike. I mean, my call to listeners got him to call in, though. So I don't know. Self-defeating prophecy. No, I'm just kidding, Mike. Thanks a lot for calling in. Let's just keep going with Mike. So we've got Mike in Sheboygan now. Mike, hi. It's the All Mike Hour. Hi. What's up?
Hi. There's a great program on Tuesday nights. It's a blues program. I think it's out of Green Bay, Mary Flynn. And I would like to suggest that one, with its quality, the woman knows what she's talking about, and there's not any blues program on public radio. The other one that I find it's called E-Town, and it's late at night on Saturdays, but it's a program out of Colorado that I think also has some potential for going statewide. And my Saturday morning gripe is that after Wait, Don't Tell Me, the program that Ask Me Another, it's just very, well, it's not one of my favorites, and I'd like to see if there would be something that could replace that program.
Mike, thanks for the call. So first of all, Mike's talking about a blues show, Mike.
Yeah, Mary Flynn does a great job, and one of the things that is kind of a remnant of the time when Wisconsin Public Radio wasn't, when there were different public radio stations attached to the different campuses. We have a number of different program schedules around the state. In Superior, for instance, there are a couple of programs that are jazz programs, and then on a different schedule, WLSU and La Crosse does. And it's interesting to think about that, you know, are there shows that might be upgraded to being carried statewide. So thanks for the suggestion, Mike. And about Ask Me Another, one of the puzzles for that is it does seem to appeal on average to a younger audience than Wait, Don't Tell Me, and certainly than Car Talk was appealing to when that was on Saturdays. And it's very popular, but I certainly understand that for some it might not be. And I'm just guessing at your age, Mike, That might not be the factor, but thanks for letting us know.
Thanks a lot for the call at 800-642-1234. Mondays with Mike. WPR Director Mike Crane is with us answering your questions, taking your comments. Before we go back to callers, though, Mike, Wisconsin Public Radio's old-time radio drama Live is putting on a new stage performance later this week. They're on a sort of tour over the course of the summer. What do we got going on here?
There's a new-ish. They've done a rewrite of an old show from 1939, the Campbell's Playhouse radio drama, There's Always a Woman. And it's an updated version that it's kind of like a noir narrative. Husband and wife, private eyes, a mysterious wealthy client, blackmail, gambling, and nefarious things.
It's a lot like my life, really.
And audiences really love participating because one of the things that we always do is invite the audience into the show in the form of being part of the sound effects and things like that. And it's also a bit of a homecoming for Michelle Good, who is featured in the show. Which, by the way, it's going to be at the Campanile Center for the Arts in Minocqua. It's this Friday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. Michelle grew up in Minocqua,
right,
and she's really excited to be performing in front of a hometown crowd.
And Michelle, you often don't hear her at the board, not today, but she's often running the technical side of Central Time. So speaking of people with a lot of different talents behind the scenes here at WPR. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Mary Lou is with us in Monroe. Mary Lou, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I listen to public radio a lot during the daytime, and especially I listen when I'm driving between the hours and the 3 and 6, so I listen to Central Time. I really enjoy the programs. I really enjoy what's going on. However, by the third time around at the end of the day, I could probably repeat the guest answers verbatim. It'd be really nice if you could have less repeat on that, because that 3-hour time frame, I hear it many times over and over.
Yeah, gotcha, Mary Lou. Yeah, so the way it works, 3 to 5 is live, and then 5 to 7, the whole shebang repeat. So if you're hearing it a third time, something's going wrong.
There's an echo in there somewhere. But Mary Lou, thanks for the comment. And when we first developed the show, gosh, is it 6 years ago?
It was 6 years, yeah, anniversary last month.
Yeah. One of the things that the crew was trying to do was to get to 3 hours of fresh programs, and they were doing 2.5 for a while and nearly killing themselves. It just became too hard to maintain. And one thing that a lot of people don't know is actually that even the National Public Radio shows, Morning Edition and All Things Considered, are 2-hour programs that roll over. And that disadvantages those of us that listen a really, really lot, like you do, Mary Lou, because of the repeating. Another possibility, we've certainly talked about it, but would be more expense, would be to pick a different show instead of repeating or something like that. But we definitely do talk about those things.
Mary Lou, thank you so much. I love to hear that, though. She loves the show. Just wants more of it.
Yeah.
Great. I love it.
More fresh. Yeah.
Let's go back to our callers now. Scott is with us in Luxembourg. Scott, hi.
Good afternoon. The first caller prompted me to think about something with the Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening music. I really like the Moth Radio Hour. I used to love listening to that on Fridays on the way home from work. And if I could hear that again at some time, I think it's a fantastic program and should be broadcast more often.
All right. We'll chalk that up as one of the suggestions. Thank you.
Scott, thanks a lot. Yeah, a lot of people like the Moth.
Yeah.
So some fun storytelling there. Thank you, Scott, for calling in. Cade joins us next in Madison. Cade, hi.
Hey, I used to live in La Crosse, and on Sunday nights, they used to have experimental slow electronic music for an hour, and that was always really interesting. And they would play a lot of blues and jazz at night. It was a lot better than the constant classical music we seem to get in Madison.
Cade, thanks for the call. So an experimental, maybe electronic music show.
Yeah, there used to be more of those shows that were even just available in the kind of syndicated world, and less so now. I think that one of the challenges that every radio station faces is the more different kinds of shows that you broadcast, ironically enough, the fewer listeners you will typically have. And here's the reason, which is that it's as if the radio station itself changes each time you change. And so we're always trying to balance the two. and try to have a big enough audience to support everything, but not wall ourselves off from some of the alternatives that people are able to hear.
Well, maybe two birds with one stone. Instead of repeating Central Time, I'll just DJ electronica music. I don't know a lot about it, but I'm a quick study.
Yeah,
Mike?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Many people in public radio are.
All right.
Quick studies.
Cool. Thank you so much for calling in, Cade. One more event I didn't want to overlook here, the WPR Politics podcast. Now, you can listen to it as a podcast. You can also see them live, though. They're hitting the road.
Yeah, that's right. We have a couple of these coming up. I mentioned early in the show that we're working on the upcoming election time and so on. And so this is really fun. You get to see our State House reporters, Laurel and Sean, along with host John K. Wilson, and they have just a lively conversation in the podcast style about what's going on with politics these days in our state. And so it's Thursday, September 12th at the Harborview Event Center in Washburn. And they're going to be moving around. They'll be in Waukesha in October and then later in the fall in Eau Claire.
Time for another caller or two. Bob is with us now in Stoughton. Bob, hi.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. My question is, I was wondering about the idea of having, why is the BBC Newsday after Q instead of like Latina USA and Reveal being moved up to that slot? I mean, I like to listen to those programs, but having to go through another hour or half hour BBC, I don't know, I kind of turn it off. So what do you think?
So basically you'd rather different times for those other shows is what it sounds like.
Earlier, and, it sounds like.
Yeah. And sometimes it's literally formatics that if there's a half hour slot, we have to find some show that fits a half hour, which those other ones don't. And so that causes some of those things. And other people, of course, you know, some people love the BBC. If we had more time, someone would tell us, please keep it. But thanks so much for the call, Bob.
All right. And Mike, we have this ongoing studio update going on. We're in our temporary studio, Buck Studio, actually a nice fancy, currently a storage room / temporary studio.
Yeah. And you know what happens with every construction project? You find twists and turns as you go. And we found some interesting things,
oh, yeah,
and that kind of slowed us down, but we're getting back on track, and maybe by the next time I circle back around to Central Time, it'll be in the refurbished studios.
I am looking forward to that. Mike, thanks a lot for coming by.
Great to be here.
That's Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He joins us on the Ideas Network once a month, either on Central Time, the morning show, or starting soon, the Larry Mueller Show, to talk about the latest at WPR.